are my favorite.
Herbie and Dane for 40 Winks.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Weekdays from 6. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Hold on. Where is Herbie and Dane's elf, Graham? Is he here? Is he there? Find him for your chance to win. Oh. It's Herbie and Dane's Elf on the Shelf. For barbecues galore. Barbecue better with the best brands in outdoor living.
Day number 8 of Herbie and Dane's Elf on the Shelf, of Graham being out in the Riverina. And joining us right now is Molly's apprentice elf, Trent. Hello, Trent.
I'm a bit offended by that. I'm not apprentice.
You are to Molly, mate, looking after Graham this morning. Now, do you have a winner for us?
We do, mate. We've got Kane here with us.
Good morning, Kane.
Morning, Dane. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you, mate. Now, tell us, where was Graham hiding this morning?
He was out at the airport.
Yes, he was. Now, did it take a little while to decipher the clue this morning?
We were just on our way to school and sort of thought that maybe that was it, so ducked in here, and yeah, turns out...
How old are you, Kane?
I'm 17.
Oh, what school do you go to, mate?
Pringle High.
Have you finished for the year, or you got a couple more weeks left? You got to finish next Friday?
Nah, just next week. And then that's it.
What grade are you in, Kane?
Year 12 now.
Oh, mate. Well, congratulations on starting year 12, and we'll be seeing you next Friday at Barbecues Galore, where you could win a $2,000 Barbecues Galore voucher. Would you keep that for yourself or give it to your mum and dad?
We'll have to see about that.
And how about the Silverlight fuel stop voucher, mate? Do you have a car?
Yeah, I do, so that'll come in really handy.
Well, congratulations, buddy. We'll see you next week.
See you then. Thank you.
No worries at all. Graham will now take a well-deserved break over the weekend. He's going to be back in the Riverina come Monday morning. And it's all thanks to Silverlight Fuel Stop, Trenery in the Marketplace, Heavenly Hair, Skin and Nails, Lomonstone Landscape Supplies, Junior Capital Chemist, Epica Jewelers, Zachariah Newman Optometry, Price Attack, Family Funland, Griffith, Tammy's Thai Kitchen, Allison Music, Cuba, The Elf on the Shelf, and Barbecues Galore. Barbecue better with the best brands in outdoor living.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Check this.
Go.
Live from LA.
Oh, that's so sick.
Hollywood correspondent, Dean McCarthy.
Good morning, Dino. How are you, mate?
G'day, Dane. Happy Friday, everyone.
Thank you very much. Now, you were lucky enough to catch up with a couple of the stars from Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, one of my favourite movies of the summer. Let me tell you this, okay? It is the latest in the Transformers series. It is so well made. It is so beautiful looking. And let me tell you, Hayley Steinfeld and John Cena... Do not disappoint. This is fun for the whole family. Are you a Transformers fan, Dane?
Yeah,
is this like in your realm?
Yes, it is. They lost me a little bit with like 3 and 4. I enjoyed the first couple, but I'm looking forward to this sort of reboot, I suppose, or a spin-off, if you will.
Mate, yes. They've taken it to a new level, and the CGI is absolutely phenomenal. Let's have a chat. Here we are on the red carpet with John Cena. I had to ask him about his incredible new role as Agent Burns.
Agent Burns is a protector. He's designed to eliminate all threat. So when you meet him in this movie, he's going to eliminate all threat. And then through the course of the movie, he finally opens up his mind a little bit, and a story ensues.
He seems like a really nice bloke, Dino. Is he massive?
He's such a nice guy. He's massive, but he's such a nice guy. Kind of like a teddy bear or something. Another person on the red carpet who, let me tell you, is so good-looking that it is uncomfortable. She's so perfect. Hayley Steinfeld. And, you know, she plays the role of Charlie. And her chemistry with Bumblebee in this film, I don't know how they achieved this. Like, it is like... She literally was talking to Bumblebee, and it was a CGI character. But I had to ask her, what did she love about playing Charlie? Check it out. Hayley Steinfeld.
There were so many qualities that this character had specifically. I think this story in general has so much heart and so much love and a sense of wonder. And her specifically, we have this is a young female character who is a normal girl and is strong and brave and capable of absolutely anything, and we get to see that in this film.
Mate, you've just ticked off something on my bucket list. Speaking to her, I think she is absolutely gorgeous.
She's ridiculous. She's so good looking, Dane. Ridiculous.
Did you give her a little kiss on the cheek from me by any chance, or did the moment pass?
I will
itself?
Next time.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'd like
thank
to be invited back, so I better not do that.
And finally, Dino, it's actually our Christmas party tonight. I'm very excited. Unfortunately, you're in LA. You can't come along, otherwise you would have been invited. But Donald Trump, what's he doing with his Christmas party this year?
You know what? He's the Grinch. We're going to call him Donald Grinch this year. He has cancelled the media Christmas party at the White House. It's a tradition. Every year they've done it. All of the past presidents have done it. Donald Trump has decided to cancel Christmas for the media at the White House. it's not going to be a very popular decision, as you can imagine, like probably like most of his decisions, Dane. So there you go. He's the Grinch. He's officially the Grinch.
He definitely is. Now, Dino, thanks so much for that. We're going to catch up with you next week, and we're going to count down throughout the week the top stories of 2018.
Bring it on. Can't wait. Bye, Dane. Bye, guys.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas Hit 93.1. Putting a spotlight on the week's mishaps and shenanigans.
A weekly recap from Sheree Coleman.
It's the Sheree Cap.
Headlining the Sheree Cap, Dane was surprised to find out that his reputation as a miser could possibly be stronger in Herbie's mind than her expectation that he would always do the honourable thing.
As I went to go to this place to purchase the gift, I did so, walked in, said, hey, how are you going? Can I buy this? They said, yes, no worries at all. And I walked out. About 5 minutes later, I just went, I didn't pay for that.
You would be that person.
No, no, no. It was both our faults.
So, did you go back?
You also know that I'm honest.
Yeah.
I was already in the car driving home. I pulled over, turned around, went back and paid for the gift.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
However, he didn't come across as the most charitable human this week either. Not that he doesn't donate to charity, he just sometimes waits a bit too long.
I had a really lovely overnight travel bag that I used a lot that I got from an egg. I just threw it out.
You threw it out?
Just threw it out.
I'm against the throw out.
Really?
Yes.
It was pretty battered though. It was like it was on its last leg. Actually, you know what? I gave it to charity. I gave it to St. Vincent de Paul.
It's on
like
its last legs and jeez.
Well, someone else can use it.
It's on its last legs. It wasn't looking good and you've given it to charity.
Look,
we learned something else about Dane this week too. Despite his deceivingly sunny disposition, he does get a bit of road rage, or to be more specific, car park rage.
And what's grinding my gears is four-wheel drives that are slowing down to go into the driveways. You're not that close to the ground. You're not going to scrape anything along the bottom of the driveway in the marketplace or Sturt Mall as you go to get in. You've got massive tyres on your four-wheel drive. You don't need to take it on an angle. You can take that thing front on. You don't have to go 5 kilometres per hour. You can take it at a little bit of speed, people, all right? I'm sick to death of people in four-wheel drive specifically slowing down to go into the car parks. Oh, cars that are lowered, I get it.
Jeez,
you want to go
this
slow.
Really got you.
It has, and it's so annoying.
And lastly, it's finally happened. Herbie has officially given up on love. What sparked the depressing epiphany? Well, it was a combination of things, really, but a dead pirate's divorce is what tipped her over the edge.
A lady by the name of Amanda Sparrow-Large, she's 46. She made headlines a couple of years ago when she was legally married to a pirate ghost.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, but this is where love is dead because...
Quite literally.
Breaks my heart to say, you're getting a divorce.
Oh. Oh, no.
You can't marry a ghost anymore. Love is dead, Dane.
Where are you going to find people, Herbie? What's next? What's next for you? Bachelorette, gone. Tom on Alpha Bucks, gone. Ghost, gone.
I'm single for the rest of my life.
Let's just hope Santa brings her a Bridget Jones box set.
Don't want to be all by myself anymore.
You have no messages.
Sheree Coleman reporting.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.